be reading down through verse 21. Listen to these words. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only five loaves of bread and two fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves, and then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. I want to address one thing. Is right here at the beginning of the passage, it says, when Jesus heard what had happened. The passage before this talks about the beheading of John the Baptist. And when that had happened, it says that Jesus withdrew. And then he went off to spend some time in solitude. And I would ask you, do you spend some time in solitude from time to time? And I mean in solitude with God. If that's something you're not familiar with, I would encourage you to be here on Wednesday night. Because on Wednesday night, we're going to look at the next video in our series, Be Still. And that is about hiddenness, about being hidden with God and pulling away during your quiet time, as Jesus did here in this passage, to pull away and to give some thought and to think about some things and to kind of get his head set right on what had just happened and what needed to happen and what was coming up. So Jesus withdrew to a private, solitary place. And it said that the crowds found out where he was going and went after him. They took after him to find out what he was doing and what was going on. They also took after him because they wanted to hear more of him. They wanted to feel the healing. They wanted to witness what God was able to do. They continued to look for him because of what they wanted from him. Sometimes I can imagine what Jesus must have felt like. Talk about being on call 24/7. People were always trying to find him. People were always trying to get something out of him, want something more. Thus the need for him to pull back and pull away. And he did this quite often in his ministry. And I often look at the fact that if this is what God needs to do, then who am I to say I don't need that time? If God needs to find a solitary time, a quiet place, shouldn't I have the same? Even more so. Because my connection with God sometimes is tenuous at best. And I need to deepen that. But when Jesus saw the crowd, he had great compassion on those with needs. He had great compassion on those with needs. He didn't look at them and he didn't say, "This is my private time, get out." get away, don't bother me. I need to get some things organized in my head. I need to spend some time away. It says that he looked on them and had compassion. He was concerned about them. He was concerned and wanted to bring to them what they needed, even though that it was a struggle. So it says that he taught with them, he healed the sick, he helped them. And then as evening approached, he looked at his disciple, or his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, this is such a remote place." Did you catch at the end? We often talk about this as the feeding of the 5,000. Once again, it's misnamed. Because of the very last verse, what does it say? There were 5,000 men and also women and children. Maybe we can say 10 to 15,000 people. We're not talking about just 5,000. We're talking about an awful lot. And they're out in a remote region where there's really no way to live off the land for this number of people. And the disciples come to him and say, "Jesus, send these people off so they can go get some food." And what does Jesus do? He asks the disciples to provide for the people. He asked the disciples to provide for the people. "I want you to provide for them." Imagine the shock on their face when he said that. The shock on their face. Just like when the pastor asks you to do something at church. Thank you, Jerry. The pastor asks you to do something at church, and the very first thing you say, "Well, but and I can't be, and I can only see the disciples doing." They were real people, okay? Yes, they were saints. Yes, they were called to a much higher purpose than we are at times. But they were people. They were real. I could see them going, we can't even count the number of people here, Lord. And you want us to provide a meal for them? In some of the other passages, it says, by the way, this is one of the few things that appears in all four Gospels. Some of the other passages, they say, "Do you realize a year's worth of working wages cannot buy enough food for all these people?" I want you to think about that. I'm going to ask Janet to calculate that. How much is that for Wednesday night for 15,000 people?
A lot.
That's easy. That's a lot of corn to shuck, she said. I mean, think about that. I want you to be in the position the disciples are in. Think about that. One of the other passages says that one of the disciples found a little boy that had a bag lunch that his mother prepared for him. 5 loaves and 2 fish. One bag lunch. Okay, I don't want that for lunch. Not 5 loaves and 2 fish. I grew up on the seacoast eating fish all the time. Fish is not my favorite thing anymore. Okay? All the other creatures that swim in the ocean are, but fish is not my favorite. And this would have been probably dried, salted fish. Not even a can of sardines. I did this sermon one time, did a sermon from this passage one time, and I actually brought in a bag lunch that I planted in the congregation. And I walked around like the disciple going, "Hey, have you brought lunch? Did you bring lunch? Did you bring lunch? Hey, how about you? Did you bring lunch? Oh, I found one." What do you think that disciple was looking for? Was he looking for a way to feed 15,000 people? I have a feeling he was looking for a way to get somebody to share lunch with him because he forgot his. Lord, all we have is these five loaves and two fish. You see, the disciples only had a little, and they considered it too little. The disciples only had a little, and they considered it too little. But look at what Jesus does with the too little. It says that he takes it, he gives thanks, he breaks the bread, and he hands it out to his disciples, who then in turn hand it to everybody else. You see what he does? He takes it, he gives thanks, he breaks the bread, and he hands it out. These are words that you can find in many scripture passages. You ever heard them before? Let me do it once more. He takes the bread, he gives thanks, he breaks it, and he hands it out. Right here. We don't have fish in the cup today, so don't worry about that. I'm not drinking fish oil. You see, Jesus does an incredible thing, and as they hand it out, and as they keep handing it out, and as they keep handing it out, little becomes much with even a little left over. I never thought about it that way. I always thought about little becomes much with much left over. We got 15,000 people and they only pick up 12 basketfuls. That's not a whole lot left over, really, after you feed 15,000 people. So there's only a little bit left over. But notice there's just enough little bit. Why do I say that? How many disciples were there? How many baskets were there? Who do you think was carrying the baskets? They started out with five loaves and two fish, and they start passing it out. And each one of them gets to carry probably a lunch bag full, a little basket full, because the word that's used here talks about a basket that people would use for daily use. So each one of them is bringing a little basket full. Could you imagine what it would be like to be one of the disciples then? Because first you start off by begging Jesus to send the people away. And then Jesus says, you feed them. And they say, really? Get real. This is all we've got. And now they end up with a piece for every one of them to carry. They were probably in awe, don't you think? Or as some would say, they were gobsmacked. Their jaw was just hanging down, going, "We can't believe everybody has eaten. Everybody's had enough. Men, women, and children." Sometimes it's things like, we don't have enough on Wednesday night. Right? There's always enough for everybody who comes. But think about this, 15,000, little becomes much. Jesus giving of himself, he only had a little to give. He only had one life to give. And that one life that was given was for all people, right? That one life that was given, that we'll celebrate again today, was for all people. What is that? Over 8 billion people currently living on the earth. Plus all the ones who have died. Plus all the ones who will be born. One life. He only had a little to give. But it became much, didn't it? It became enough for every person to have some. I'm going to ask you to search your life. What's the little that you have that you don't think's enough? What's the little that you have that don't you think is not enough? How could you give it to see what happens in the kingdom of God? We're talking about one little boy's sack lunch. Feeding 15,000 people. You may be able to say to me, I don't have much to give. Say what you have to give feeds over 15,000 people. Wouldn't that be incredible? With leftovers. With leftovers. Every person here has something to give. Every person has something that God has entrusted with you to give. Whether that be money, whether that be time, whether that be skills and talent, whether it be using your spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit has given to you. Every one of us have something to give. I wonder if you took what you considered was too little for the job and gave it, what would happen? I'm pretty confident I know what would happen. We could affect this whole world from this street corner. The whole world. 8 billion people from this street corner. We could put a new sign up outside. Served 8 billion people. We don't need the golden arches, by the way. We need the king's crown, the cross. Could we not serve 8 billion people from this street corner? Could we not? Could God not use us to multiply over and over and over again and still have leftovers? I wonder, are we ready to give? Because Jesus only gave a little. He gave of himself. He gave his whole self. But he had only one life to give. And it was good for over 8 billion people. What have you got that you can give to see God's kingdom grow? What have you got? Let's pray. Lord, we look at this story and we count it as a miracle. How unbelievable that must have been. And for centuries now, Lord, people have been trying to explain it away. Give all kinds of explanations about how this happened. But Lord, for people of faith, we should be able to say, you did an incredible thing that day, and you'll do it again if we give the little that we have. No matter what that is, just the little. That's all you're asking for. And as we give it over to you and see how you use it and how you multiply it, how it becomes exponential growth, how it touches the lives of people around this world by the little we give. Lord, thank you. Now touch our hearts that we might consider what we truly can give to your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.